Hello, I am Eliseo of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential, with the responses of several hundred other voters such as yourself. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. In which county do you currently reside?
Cameron.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat?
Republican.
On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
10.
Thank you. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize them, just say so. Here's the first name.
Okay.
Greg Abbott.
Yes, I support him.
Would that be a strong positive or somewhat positive?
Strong positive.
Dan Patrick.
Strong positive.
Adam Hinojosa.
Negative.
Would you say strong negative or somewhat negative?
Somewhat negative.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
A strong positive.
Donald Trump.
Strong positive.
Kamala Harris.
Strong negative.
Morgan LaMontia.
Somewhat positive. Not strong.
The Democratic Party.
Strong negative.
Thank you. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for whom or for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, Oliver Chase, Donald Trump, Jill Stein.
Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Donald Trump.
If the election for you for the United States Senate was held today and you have to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Colin Allred. Thank you. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Morgan LaMontia, Robin Vargas, Adam Hinojosa, or other?
LaMontia.
Thank you. Do you think Morgan LaMontia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I think she's done well enough to continue.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here's the first statement. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Strongly against.
would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Mildly opposed.
Would you say somewhat less likely or somewhat more likely?
Less likely.
Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas.
More likely.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to our school policies.
More likely.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
I'll have to ask you to read that again, please.
Yes. Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases. But when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws on the books.
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their children to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children.
Much more likely.
To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of a law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia supports boys competing in girls' sports.
Supports boys competing? Much less likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
Much more likely.
Morgan Lementia voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divided students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Much less likely.
You said much more or much less?
Much less.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates five businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exemption so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced. I apologize.
Much more likely.
Abortion supporter Morgan Lementia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies.
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan Lementia does not support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedom away from Texans.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lementia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
Much less likely.
Haven't heard more about them. For which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate?
Between Hinojosa and Lementia?
Morgan Lementia, Robin Vargas, Adam Hinojosa.
Adam Hinojosa.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1942.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
Thank you. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from local TV news, from the newspaper, from cable news networks, from blogs and emails, from social media such as Facebook or X, from news sites on the internet?
Primarily cable news and internet.
Okay. Thank you. And which of these is your next most preferred source? Local TV news, the newspaper, cable news networks, blogs and emails, social media such as Facebook or X?
Newspaper.
Thank you. Thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television, more Spanish language television?
English.
Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Streaming over the internet without commercials, satellite dish or DirecTV, local cable system, commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu, through an antenna.
Satellite.
Thank you. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? streaming over the internet without commercials, local cable system, commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu, or through an antenna.
Through the internet, did you say?
Yes, streaming over the internet without commercials.
My choice would be the internet.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Next account, an Instagram account, a YouTube account, a Facebook account?
No.
Thank you. Which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should never be legal. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy.
Should be legal only in extreme situations that threaten the life of the mother or child, or rape.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.